Hey guys, it's Mayumi and not Maya, and welcome back to Almost Always Films, a film podcast where almost everything is about movies. In today's podcast, we're going to be doing a solo episode, so get to know me, talk about my favorite movies and films and what I'm into. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back, or welcome to Almost Always Films, a film podcast. My name is Mayumi, and I'm so glad to have you here, and I hope you're having an amazing day, or that your day was amazing, depending on when you're listening to this. Today's episode might be really, really weird to you if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, and it's because today it's just going to be one of us. If you guys are new here, the podcast, Almost Always Films, which you're listening to right now, is composed of two hosts, my sister Maya and I. And in today's episode is just going to be me, but if you didn't know, my name is Mayumi, and I'm so happy to meet you all and have my voice running through your headphones or wherever you're listening to this. And it's really weird to do like a solo episode because usually when we upload podcast episodes, I'm always with Maya and we're always talking just like it's a normal conversation. But now I have no one to bounce off of, and so this episode is going to be like a little get-to-know-me episode. Maya definitely probably is going to do one of these episodes on her own, but it's going to be really, really fun. I have a couple things I put on the agenda. So first, we're just going to be talking about my day and how it's going. This episode is kind of still going to have like movies and stuff since this is a film podcast and I don't want to leave any of the important aspects off of it. But I wrote some things on the agenda, and I kind of want to talk about what I'm into right now and how my day has been. We're going to be doing like a little get-to-know-me tag. I found this thing on the internet. I just kind of Googled it up. But it's like a get-to-know-me questions, and I feel like that's going to be awesome because you guys don't really know us personally, or just me personally. And so I feel like that would be a really fun thing to do, just hear me answer a bunch of questions. I also want to talk about just other things, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. That's going to be really fun for you guys to hear. So yeah, I think we're going to just get right into the get to know me tag questions. If you don't know what a get to know me tag is, it's people do it on YouTube all the time, and it's just a bunch of random questions that people answer just so you can get to know them, like it says. And it's just really fun. So yeah. A couple of the questions on the list are, like, very, very personal, and so I am not going to answer the ones that are deeply personal just for privacy reasons and what sort, but I am very excited to share the ones that I am allowed to share, and let's just get right onto the get to know me. This episode is going to be, like, all over the place. I'm sorry, but we're going to get onto the get to know me tag. It's just going to be a bunch of questions, and so you guys can know me on like a personal level. But also, if you hear like chatting in the background, Maya's friends are over again. So, you know, when people get together, they be loud. And so if you hear that, I hope you don't mind that. We're trying to keep it down over there a little. But we're going to be doing a little get to know me tag. These are all on YouTube. I feel like I don't want this podcast to be all about me, but I also don't know what to talk about. And I feel like it'd be fun for you guys to know us on a little personal level because you don't really know much about us besides that we love movies and that our names are Mayumi and Maya and we have a podcast called Almost Always Films. So yeah, I'm just going to get onto it. I got this list off Google. I just Googled it up. I'll definitely put the link to the website that I used in the description of this podcast episode. So if you guys want to check that out, definitely go ahead. Some of the questions on here are, like, really personal, and so I don't want to, like, answer them because of privacy reasons, but the ones that I am able to answer, I'm definitely going to answer truthfully. So I hope this is going to be fun for you guys and that you guys get to know us a little better, or Alex get to know me better. I definitely want Maya to do one of these episodes because I feel like she'd want to do one of these as well. So anyways, let's get on to it. So the first question is, where did you grow up? I'm not going to state where I exactly grew up in, But I grew up in the United States. I was born here. I love the United States. So yeah, the next question is kind of the same thing. Where do you currently live? I am not going to give that out, but I do live in the United States. So yeah, a lot of our listeners are from the United States. So hey, what's up? But I know that we have a bunch of other listeners. I checked our analytics and we have a bunch of you guys from Mexico. So what's up? Hello. Sending lots of love to Mexico if you're listening to this. So yeah. Third question is, who is your first best friend? I definitely have had a lot of best friends. But you can always classify who you call your best friend and just a general friend. I definitely know I've had like a first best friend in preschool, but like I don't remember, like that was a long time ago. So the first actual best friend that I remember having was in first grade. I moved to a new school, new elementary school, and it was really hard because I moved houses and I didn't know anyone and I was so young, and you know, that attachment was kind of gone from my old school. And so in first grade I met a girl named Layla, and she was really cool. I love her. We are still best friends to this day. But I would classify Layla as my first best friend. She's always been there for me. We've been through our ups and downs, but she's definitely one of my bestest friends ever, and I couldn't replace her for anything in this world. So yeah, Layla's my best friend. I don't know if she's listening to this, but if she is, hi, I love you so much. And yeah. I definitely have a lot of other friends that I consider my best friends, but she's definitely the first one I've ever had, and she's still my best friend to this day, and I just love her so, so, so much. So, yeah. How tall are you? That's the next question. Last time I checked, I was around 5'5". I'm a shorty. I'm very short. I'm still growing, hopefully, but I'm about 5'1", 5'1", 5'1", so, yeah. The fifth question is dogs or cats. I actually love both, but if I could pick one, I definitely would pick dogs more, as I have a dog. I think we've mentioned this in one of our other episodes, but I have a dog named Corbin. He's almost 1 year old. In February, he'll turn one. But he's a golden doodle, and I just love him to death. He's just my best friend, and I love him so, so much. He's just so fun. He's hilarious. So yeah, I definitely love dogs, but I also like cats. Cats are also very calm, unlike my dog, who is a golden retriever poodle mix and is very hyper, but I wouldn't change that for anything. But some of my friends have cats, and like I actually really want a cat. My friend, I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants her name to be revealed on the podcast, but she has this really, really cute cat named Bella. And she's just the most, like, gorgeous cat ever. And, I just want to go over there and cuddle her, because she seems the sweetest. But dogs or cats? Definitely dogs. Yeah. So the next question is, what's your favorite drink? I don't know. I like a lot of drinks. Water. Water. That's probably very basic. Water. I love water. I have a hydro flask, like a lot of people do, but I think I have a 32-ounce hydro flask, and I can drink like an entire thing of that and much more. Usually when I'm in school, all I do is drink water because I'm bored and have nothing else better to do. So I can drink a lot of water. For sodas, I really like Sprite because it's just like, I just like Sprite a lot. Probably like Sprite and root beer. I also like slushies a lot. Slushies, especially like the Coca-Cola slushies, those are so good. Boba, oh my god, I forgot, boba is one of my favorite drinks. In our mall we have like a little boba, I don't know what to call it, like a boba shop, I don't know, but it's a little like stand and they sell boba and it's delicious. My favorite flavor is the taro flavor. I always get a taro boba shake with tapioca, and it's so, so good. It's purple. The purple is so beautiful, the color. So boba, I can drink boba for ages. So yeah, I love boba. Moving on to your coffee. I don't really drink either. If Frappuccinos and iced coffee count? Definitely coffee then. Well, and have any books that have any books you read that changed your life? I can't really think of any on the top of my head right now. But I do have like a couple of favorite books. Favorite books that I have. I've read the Call Me By Your Name book. I'm going to be honest, I read the book after I watched the movie, but I definitely recommend doing that too, because it filled in a bunch of gaps that the movie forgot, and so the book filled in a bunch of those confusion gaps that I had. And so the book, I really loved it. It was beautiful. It's a masterpiece. I definitely want to read the sequel, so I did put that on my Christmas list, so I really hope to get that. I've also read To All the Boys I've Loved Before books. Those books are just so good, guys. Again, read the books after I watched the movies. But, like, literally those books are so good. I really recommend them. I just love them. They're, like, a personal narrative kind of story. And I really like these kinds of stories. So, yeah, I really like that book. Diary of a Wimpy Kid I grew up on, guys. Like, Diary of a Wimpy Kid was my Bible. I've read all the books still to this day. But I still love those books by now. Harry Potter series, again, grew up on Harry Potter. I had the entire series of books. And I know Harry Potter's been kind of trending right now, but like I've actually liked Harry Potter since I was younger. And so I've already read all the books. I have all the books right now. So it's just like a really good novels to read. I've actually been a reader. Like, I've been reading chapter books since first grade, and I've been a really advanced reader, and so reading's just been a really big part of my life. I'm currently reading Eleanor and Park. I don't know, just a random book that I got, and I hope it's really good. I think it is. I really like reading books that are, like, based off TV shows and movies, because it draws more interest to me in them. So I definitely want to read the Defending Jacob novel. I love the show. It came out on Apple TV in probably like April, I think. But I want to read the Defending Jacob novel. I also want to read the Beautiful Boy memoir written by David Sheff, based off the movie Beautiful Boy. And I feel like that book would just be so beautiful. And all of it is just really to a personal touch. And I feel like it's just such an amazing story to talk about and read about, and it would be so interesting. And so I definitely want to read that. I can't really think of any books that have changed my life drastically, but I definitely have a couple favorites. So definitely, next one on the list is, what is your favorite movie? Oh my gosh, that's going to be a hard question, because this is a film podcast and we talk about a whole ton of movies, guys. Let me think. I love A24 films. That sounds very basic, but I'm a sucker for A24 films. Hot Summer Nights, Lady Bird, Midsummer, Mid-90s. We're definitely doing an episode on Mid-90s. I think one of our listeners requested us to do an episode on that too, but definitely love that. Horror movies are always my favorites. I always loved horror movies. I recently rewatched The Quiet Place, and I really like that movie, and I'm really excited for them to come out with a second one. Any Netflix movies I love. Timothée Chalamet movies. I literally binged all his movies. They're literally amazing. Everyone's saying he's like the next Leonardo DiCaprio. And speaking of Leo, his movies are really good too. But, like, he's the first Timothée Chalamet. He's, like, the Leo of our generation, guys. So, Timothée Chalamet movies. Classics. I love all the classics, like, all the 2000 staples. Juno is one of my favorites. I love that movie. And I could talk about this on and on, but I'm not going to keep saying what my favorite movies are, because we are going to make episodes on that, guys. I don't want to give too much away. So whatever I just like said right now are a bunch of episode ideas that we're going to bring up in our next couple episodes. So I'm not going to give too much away, but those are definitely some of my favorite movies. Next question is, who are your favorite YouTubers? Oh, I watch a lot of YouTube, but like, I don't know if it's, Illegal Sim. Oh my God. This brings me to our little next point that I want to talk about. I love the YouTube channel Illegal Civilization. If you guys don't know who they are, they're just like a skate group and they skateboard and all that stuff. They also make a bunch of like short films and short videos, and they're literally amazing. Their videos are hilarious. To be honest, I don't even skateboard. I don't skateboard. My sister Maya has more of an interest in skateboarding than I do, but I seriously love their videos, even though I don't skateboard. All of the members are super, super cool. They're also hilarious too, and their dedication to skateboarding is just insane. They have a couple like they the founder of the group, Mikey Alfred. He was the I think co-producer of Mid-90s, the big movie, this big skate movie, Mid-90s. But he also is coming out with another short like film called North Hollywood. The trailer was literally epic, guys. Go watch it. I'm gonna link it down the description or something. But North Hollywood is like amazing. It's about this like it's just this story about someone who's be trying to become a pro skater. And the main character is played by Ryder McLaughlin, who's all of the people who are in Illegal Civilization are in this movie. But it's about a pro skate someone who's trying to become a pro skater, and he still has to juggle with his dad wanting him to go to college or whatever. And it just seems so fun. The trailer just seems awesome, and so I'm really excited to watch that. I think it comes out on Christmas. I don't know, but I'm super excited. The trailer just looks awesome. So Legal Civilization is one of my favorite YouTubers. I'm trying to think of other ones. David Dobrik. His videos are really, really cool. Emma Chamberlain. I know that like all my things are basic. Like I can't think of them on the top of my head. But Emma Chamberlain, I've been with her for a while. I listen to her podcasts. I have been following her for quite a while, and she's just a really down-to-earth person, and I enjoy watching her videos all the time. Who else do I really like on YouTube? I'm trying to think. Usually what I do is I just search what kind of videos I want to watch, and then I'd watch any video. Oh, I'm trying to think. Editing videos. I'm an Instagram editor, so that's, oh, I watch a bunch of those. Lauren Emo from Whoville, she's an editor. She puts a bunch of editing tutorials on YouTube, and she's pretty cool. I like her videos. So I can't think of them at the top of my head, but those are a couple of my favorite YouTubers. But I just search whatever up, and I literally just search whatever up and watch whatever videos there is. So yeah. I was literally just mumbling that entire time I was talking about my favorite movies and YouTubers. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to be boring here. Anyway, I'm gonna go on with a couple other questions, and kind of just do like a quick fire round real quick. What is your go-to hairstyle? It's either hair down or hair in a low ponytail with random hair sticking out. So yeah. How many siblings do you have? I have three other siblings. I have Maya, which is my twin. I have a younger brother who is 4, and I have another sister who's younger than me, and she's 10. So yeah, I have three siblings. What's your go-to fast food order? When we go to McDonald's, it's just fries, and then I either get like a McChicken or a Quarter Pounder. Those are what I've been getting lately. And then fries, and then I have to have barbecue sauce and honey mustard. So that's my go-to order when I go to McDonald's. So that's the only restaurant I can think of right now. So I'm doing a quick fire round. What are your morning and evening routines? Morning routine, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I get an hour just to kind of relax and wake up, because if I wake up at 7 when I'm supposed to wake up, I will fall back asleep. So I wake up at 6 and I kind of either listen to a podcast, draw, kind of just wake myself up. And then at 7, I take my dog out and I kind of play with him. And then I eat breakfast, and then usually after breakfast, I have enough time to either watch a couple YouTube videos or we record the podcast usually after that. And then at around 8:30, I have to go to school. So that's kind of my morning routine. My evening routine, so I get off at school, online school. I'm doing online school around 3:30, and then I usually eat a snack, and then I take a shower, and then after I take a shower around 4, maybe 4:30, I'm watching TV. I'm usually just watching YouTube or playing video games with my family, and then I eat dinner, and then I usually watch more TV or give myself some free time to do whatever I want. And then I kind of go to my bed around 9 o'clock or my room around 9 o'clock, and then I just kind of hang out there. It depends when I go to bed. I listen to a lot of music and podcasts at night and just kind of chill. And so I can go to bed at like 10 or sometimes 11. I usually on the weekdays last until around 11, 1130. And then that's where I usually drift and fall asleep. So yeah, I keep saying, oh yeah, after every single question. I'm sorry. You guys are probably like, oh, that's annoying. Okay. Next question. Do you have any bad habits? Biting my nails, like bending them is one of my bad habits. Also like drawing my fingers are a bad habit. What are the other questions? What's your eye color? My eye color is brown. I have brown eyes. What is your favorite Netflix show? I definitely have watched a lot of Netflix shows, and we have actually had an episode on that. I think it was last episode, so go watch that if you want some Netflix recs. But my all-time favorite Netflix show is Stranger Things. Very basic, but it's a basic for a reason, and it's overhyped for a reason. So, yeah, Stranger Things. Okay, next question is, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? One of my favorites is Rocky Road. I just like the mixture of everything, like chocolate, almonds, and marshmallow. This tastes so good together. But my go-to is definitely Huckleberry ice cream. It's so creamy, it's so good, and if you haven't tried it, definitely go get it. It's so good. But like whenever I go to the store, that's my go-to ice cream, and I can eat like an entire tub of that ice cream. So Huckleberry ice cream is definitely my favorite. Next question is, what is your favorite sports team? I actually don't watch sports, which is weird to some people, but I've just never been a sports person. Some of my family watch the sports, but I've just never really been into it or paid attention. So I don't really have a favorite sports team or a favorite. Yeah, the question was, what was your favorite sports team? So I don't really watch sports, so I don't have an answer to that. Also, I just put my retainer in, so if you hear a lisp, that's why. Okay, how many countries have you traveled to? I've traveled only in the United States, actually. I've never been out of the country, but I've been to a lot of places here in the United States. I've been to Hawaii, I've been to California, I've been to Texas, so I've kind of been around, I've been floating around. Next question, who is your celebrity crush? Oh my gosh. I have a lot of celebrity crushes, guys, and if you didn't know, I just, like, talk about this all the time. Okay, so we're just gonna kind of go down through a list. I'm actually gonna open my, like, simplest. I actually have, like, a simplest, so people on TikTok, like, they do the Google Slides or whatever, where they put everyone down that they, like, simp over or whatever. Like, I don't know. People on TikTok call it a simp, but people that you have a celebrity crush on, technically. So I'm going to kind of just go through the list. First one on the list is Noah Schnapp. Big Stranger Things fan, as you guys know. So Noah Schnapp was on that list. I'm not going to go too in detail because I'm reading off the slideshow. Okay, Noah Schnapp. Next is Timothy Chalamet. He's a precious little human being. I have a lot of people saying, I don't get why you like Timothy Chalamet. Everyone thinks we like him for his looks, but go watch his interviews and his movies, and then you will understand why we like him. So, next is Finn Wolfhard. Again, Stranger Things fan. Obviously love him. That curly hair gets me every time. Next is Sonny Soljak. Oh my god. The kid from mid-90s. He's my bae, guys. I love Sonny Soljak. He's definitely one of my favorites on the list. So, Sonny Soljak. Louis Partridge. I feel like everyone's fallen in love with him. He plays Tewksbury in Enola Holmes, but He's a cutie. I love Louis Partridge. Okay. Shawn Mendes. I've loved Shawn Mendes ever since I was little. And he first started, like, his career or whatever on, like, MagCon and everything. So I've been a true Shawn Mendes fan. Mendes Army, guys. So Shawn Mendes is on this list. Go stream the Wonder album if you haven't. Shawn Mendes. Okay. Jaden Martell. He's part of the IT cast. I love him. Anyone in the IT cast, you're probably going to get a bunch of people from the IT cast on this list. Jack Dylan Grazer, he's a cutie. Again, next episode is going to be a Jack Dylan Grazer episode. So, yeah. Next is Jaden Hostler. He's, like, the only TikToker that I like. A lot of you guys are going to be like, Jaden Hostler? He's really nice, and his music isn't too bad either. So, Jaden Hostler. Who else? Johnny Orlando. He has really nice style, guys. Just scroll on his Instagram. Like, every dude should have his style, like, seriously. And Sunny Soljak's style. Okay. William Franklin Miller. I've actually been following him since I was younger because I thought he was really, really cute because he's, like, a model and everything. He's been doing acting, too, and he's friends with Louis Partridge, but I actually knew who William Franklin Miller was before Louis Partridge, so I also have, like, fictional characters on here, so I'm not going to say the fictional characters. Ross Lynch. I've been a fan of Ross Lynch ever since he did, like, Austin and Ally, and I guess I've just been following him when he did R5, and now he's in the Driver era with his brother Rocky. That band is literally superior. I love their songs. Ross Lynch is, like, one of my childhood crushes and is still one of my, like, crushes till this day. Joshua Bassett, fell in love with him in High School Musical, the musical, the series, and didn't expect to. If you want more on that, we actually made, like, I think our last episode, yeah, our last episode, I think, what we mentioned High School Musical, oh no, our Disney episode, our Disney Channel DCOMs episode, we talked about High School Musical, the musical, the series, so go check that out. Wyatt Olaf, again, from I Am Not Okay With This on Netflix, and, It. Okay, I have a bunch of fictional characters. I added Cedric Diggory from Harry Potter, but I guess that also classifies as Robert Pattinson, so. Noah Jupe, you guys might know him from the Wonder movie. He also is in The Quiet Place. He played the son. He's also the main lead in Honey Boy, which is a really great movie. Definitely go watch that. But Noah Jupe's a cutie. Cole Alves, he's on TikTok and my Instagram group chat. We always talk about Cole Alves, guys. I hope I'm saying his name right. But he's a surfer. I'm not really into surfer boys, but exception. I added Roger Kefley on this list because he was one of my first celebrity crushes, guys. Or my fictional crushes. I added Olvin Prennett, who plays a character in mid-90s. I don't want to mark this episode as explicit because his name composes of two curse words. And I would say him, but I don't want to mark this as an explicit episode. So, guess the first word is the F word, and then the next word is the S word, and then combine them together. So, that was his character's name in mid-90s. But his name is, in real life, it's Olvin Prennett. So, okay, these are a bunch of fictional characters. Zach Saraceno from, I think that's how you say his name. It's either Zach Saraceno or Zach Saraceno from Illegal Civ. Another skater boy. Thomas Brody Sangster from The Queen's Gambit. And Phineas and Ferb, he voiced Ferb. And a bunch of movies, other movies. And shows he's been in the entertainment industry for a while. But me and my friend literally gush about this man every day. I'm looking at his picture right now on the slideshow, and he's so cute. Okay, Nico Hiragra, I think that's how you say his name. He's also part of Illegal Civ. He's really cute, and he has awesome tricks on the skateboard. His concepts are, like, dope. Rudy Panko, or JJ from Outer Banks, his character is so soft. Love him. And Christopher Paul Richards was in Me, Myself, and I, but then I just grew to love him after the show. Again, he's going to be mentioned in our Jack episode. So, and I think that's all that I added in my simplest. There's definitely more, but those were just some of the ones, especially, like, my main ones are, like, Timothy Chalamet, Noah Schnapp, and Sunny Soljak. So those are my main ones, I would say. So I guess I'm going to end the episode right here because we're almost at the 30-minute mark, and on my laptop on Anchor, which is what we use to record. I can only record up to 30 minutes on here. But I think that's great enough to put an end to it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was really fun answering questions about myself, because I usually don't talk about myself this often. But I hope that was somewhat fun for you guys to listen to. Oh my gosh. Okay. You guys are probably confused right now. So I just got an email that my order just got confirmed, and I'm so excited. And if you guys didn't know, I've been shopping this week because it was my birthday last weekend, and so I got a bunch of great gift cards. And this week I was going to buy Legal Civ merch because they have a new launch. I talked about Legal Civ because they were one of my favorite YouTubers in this episode, but I was going to buy their new drop, and I was at my grandparents' house all this week, and so I didn't have my card with me. But then I got home yesterday, and I was able to go on the website and buy it because I had my card with me, right? And it was all out of stock. Like, it wasn't out of stock last time I checked, but the day when I'm able to buy it, it was all out of stock. And I was a little sad, but I decided to go on Depop, which is, like, an online thrifting website. And it's, like, up to, like, trends, and a lot of teenagers use it and stuff. But I searched up Legal Civ, and I found this shirt I really like. It has, like, a pigeon drawing, and it's really cool. It was from one of the person who's selling it went to one of their New York shows in 2017 and bought it, and they were selling it. And so I bought it. But then later this afternoon, I also went on Mercari. If you guys don't know, Mercari is just another thrifting site, just kind of like Depop, but instead of clothes. Depop is just for clothes, but on Mercari, you can sell whatever. Someone was selling this Legal Civ shirt, and it was a falcon instead of a pigeon, and I kind of like, now I bought the falcon one on Mercari, which is the email I just got. But now I have two Legal Civ bird themed shirts that are coming in the mail soon, hopefully, and so I'm very excited for that. I also went to the mall last weekend. Of course, we did all the safety precautions for COVID and everything. And I went to the store, and I got this really cool corduroy jacket and a pair of jeans that are way too small for me. I got like a size that is way too small for me. The fitting rooms were closed, guys, so I wasn't able to try these pants on. They're really cool jeans, but they don't fit me on the waist, and I cannot breathe, and so I'm going to return them sometime this week. I also have another package coming, and it has a bunch of clothes in it. I got, like, a sweatshirt, a hoodie, like, a sweater, a pair of jeans, and a belt. And the pair of jeans that I ordered were the same size as the ones I got from the mall last week, and they're probably not going to fit, so I'm going to have to return those. But I have a couple packages coming in, and I'm so excited for that. I kind of just wanted to talk about that, but enough about that. I hope you guys are having an amazing night, morning, afternoon, whatever it is for you. I'm really glad that I had you here listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, but I think I'm going to end it here. But make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, and leave us a review, because we would enjoy that a lot. The feedback is amazing. Also, we have our voice message link in our description of our podcast. If you want to send in voice messages and want your voice featured on the podcast, go for it. You can literally send anything. We had a voice message in the Aiden Gallagher episode, which was last episode. And go ahead, send your voice in. Leave us some movie or show recommendations. Or if we talked about something that you relate to or you enjoy, leave a voice message. So that link will be in the description down below this podcast. But today I'm gonna wrap the episode up, and I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll see you next episode. Bye guys.